Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic out here in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Just, you couldn't ask for better weather. It's not too sunny. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. There's a slight breeze. It isn't going to affect the ball a whole lot. And we're joined by Joe Serpico.
Serpico.
Say that several times. And Joe's just coming off the course. He's got a lot of duties today, so I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. So give us the history of the beautiful course here, Joe.
Yeah, so obviously Lake Lawn's been around for quite a long time, back to the late 1800s. Yeah. And our course was originally designed and opened in 1921.
Okay.
So a little bit past our centennial three years ago. And it really hasn't gone through any major redesigns, anything like that. Certainly done some updating here and there over the years. We actually just did our last update last year where we just kind of rerouted the course. So the first five holes from the front nine and the first five holes from the back nine just flip-flopped. It just made it flow a little bit more seamlessly, made the pars make a little bit more sense, and directionally as you're driving around, it just made a little bit more sense.
So yeah.
That was kind of the reasoning there, and then we changed hole number 18 to a par 5 this year.
Okay, very good. All right. And, you know, I did a little research on the course. It was designed by Illinois Hall of Fame member Dick Nugent. He designed 90 other courses in 12 states. And, yeah, I mean, it's just so accessible. I mean, that's the great thing about Lake Lawn is, like, right off the expressway, you got a lot around you, and you get here, and you're like, whoa, I'm in this majestic, beautiful space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's awesome. So what's your path to Lake Lawn? Give us your professional golf pro path, Joe.
Yeah, little out of the ordinary, let's say that. So started as an aviation recruiter. Got started there from a buddy of mine. I have to give him a shout out because I just played with him the other day at Medina.
Oh, wow.
So he
throwing out the Medina card.
Yeah,
early.
So he was my coach when I played college hockey, and then after college, he recruited me to come and work at the aviation company. And through that, he was nice enough to allow me to go and work remotely from Hawaii while doing that.
Nice. Okay.
So Mike Rapporto, shout out to you. And when we were playing in Medina the other day, he got a hole-in-one on hole number 18.
Oh, wow. Congrats. So all right. That's the reason why we're giving you the hole-in-one shout out at the WTMJ Classic.
Give him a shout out for that.
So did playing hockey influence your path to golf? Like, same kind of motion?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it really is a very similar motion.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is probably the worst swing to translate over to golf.
Yeah.
And hockey would be a very good one to translate over. The slap shot is, you know, kind of like a drive. So that certainly helped with me being a golfer. But, once I moved out to Hawaii, then I was working 4 a.m. to noon because I was working on Chicago time.
Okay.
So I would be done at noon, I moved out there.
And you were in Maui, right?
Maui.
So where we went for a honeymoon. Beautiful. I didn't play golf on my honeymoon. Full disclosure.
Smart man.
Probably a good
smart
thing.
Man.
Yes.
Unless she was a golfer.
What a beautiful
too.
Place. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then when I got out there, I had, you know, all afternoon to do whatever, and I didn't know anybody, and I was working from home, so I wasn't meeting anybody through work. So I was like, all right, I'll start working part-time at a golf course, get free golf, get to know people. And one thing led to another, and I stopped doing the aviation thing and started working full-time in golf out there.
Okay.
And then I started going back and forth after a few years because you get island fever.
It's
a thing. So at the end of the day, you're stuck on a piece of rock in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
So
you
definitely
get
a little
to get back
island
to the
fever,
mainland.
And so I started doing summers out here at Geneva National down the road.
Okay.
And then winters back in Maui. And I did that for 3 winters and 3 summers. And then got a call and an opportunity from the superintendent here, Kevin Hammon, who, shout out to Kevin, does a fantastic job to keep this course in as great shape.
It's beautiful, green, and lush. It looks absolutely amazing.
The greens are speedy, but not crazy, and it's just, he does a fantastic job.
I mean, how is that balance? Like, you want to make the course aggressive and tough, but at the same time, you want to make it approachable. Like, how do you, you know, from a pro and a team out here, tackle that every day?
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly a balance because you want it to be challenging, but you don't want it to scare away somebody who's newer to golf.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to get as many people into golf as we can and grow the game, and that's kind of hard to do because it is a more expensive sport, for one. It's very time-consuming. A round, even a regularly paced round, is about 4 hours, so that's a time commitment that you're away from your family, your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, what have you.
Yeah.
So that's certainly a balance. So Yeah, we want to make it challenging enough that people that are a little bit better don't get bored.
Right.
But we want to make it also approachable. So yeah. Our course is a little bit shorter in the overall length, so we have to make it a little bit more challenging in other areas. And it's kind of tight-lined with trees. The greens are all smaller, but they're all well-guarded by bunkers.
Yeah.
There's several ridges. Probably 7 of the holes have ridges. So, you know, if you're on the wrong side of the ridge, good luck. You know, you're just hoping for a two-putt at that point
in
time.
That's right, right.
But, yeah, so it's a little bit of that, and then keeping the greens fast enough, but not too fast, where everybody is going to be three putting.
All right.
So that's kind of the balance.
Are you seeing more and more new golfers coming into the game? I think kind of you had this post-pandemic rise of golf because it was outdoors. It was easy to get into. Are you still seeing that?
Yeah, I think so. And we do something here. It's called family golf. So Sunday through Thursday after 4 p.m., you can come on out with the family. As long as you have one person in your group that is 17 years or younger, it's $14 per person. Even the adults are paying $14. And that's going to come with chips or a candy bar and a fountain soda and 9 holes of golf.
Okay.
For $14.
Right. Hold that. We'll talk more when we come back from the break. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic here in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Joe Serpico, Majestic Oaks, golf pro. So, Joe, I grew up caddying. Caddying, I think everyone, if you have an opportunity at age 14, 15, 16, be a caddy. You learn life lessons. You learn how to communicate. You learn to interact with CEOs. You see anger. You see a lot of things on the golf course. It's really great. But how do you, how do you groom the younger generation to really appreciate and learn the game of golf? Because it can be a tough sport.
Yeah, it definitely can be. And let's be honest, if they're learning from somebody who either it wasn't taught, how to conduct yourself on a golf course and all the etiquette, because there's a lot of little things that might not be common knowledge.
Exactly.
So if you're not even being taught from the right person, then you have no shot. But, yeah, I think that just getting out and being on the course, being observant of what's going on around you is a huge stepping stone, and just being comfortable. And, again, that just comes from being uncomfortable, getting out there.
Exactly.
Put yourself in uncomfortable positions, and then you can learn from other people and get a little bit more comfortable yourself.
Yeah, learning all the rules, not being too scared, but just going to kind of tackle a sport with a vengeance, but know that like anything, and that's kind of why I haven't played as much in the last several years, is because if I don't play consistently and I don't practice, the sport is more frustrating.
Oh, absolutely.
But at the same time, I love it. So it's like anything in life. You got to put in the time if you want to really see the rewards.
Yeah, and people, speaking of frustrating, people think that as you become better at golf, it gets less frustrating. It's the exact opposite. It's totally the exact opposite. You just expect more out of yourself.
Yeah.
And when you have an off day, you just get more frustrated.
So other than putting in the work, hitting the range, working on the short game, what are some of your suggestions for kind of a typical weekend player?
Yeah. First off, stay away from Dr. YouTube. You can have, a 1,000 videos, and every other video is telling you something totally different.
Yeah.
And just because it might be a good piece of advice doesn't mean it's actually going to work for you in particular. So I would get lessons, to be honest with you. Go and talk to a professional or maybe even just a buddy who's really good or played high school or college golf even. And actually get some feedback about your specific swing, because they're actually going to take those pieces of information and translate it to your swing.
Yeah.
Not everybody's hips and shoulders can move in the same way of other people. So if you're just taking a blanket idea or blanket tip, that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And if you don't have somebody there to actually tell you that, then you're just going to be beating your head against a wall.
I like that. That's great advice. So what's happening the rest of the summer here at Majestic Oaks?
Well, hopefully a whole lot of beautiful weather and a whole lot of golf.
Yeah.
Just like last year and the year before that. But our big one, so we do basically 2 big outings a year, other than obviously this one with you guys.
Right.
But we do our kickoff of the summer. It's called Salt the Rim. It's a Cinco de Mayo themed outing. So that's always like the first weekend of May.
Very good.
So that one's in the past. And then our last one is kind of at the close of the season. It's in September, and it's called the Craft Brew Open. So it's more of an Oktoberfest thing.
Okay.
So we don't have a date pinned down concrete on that one yet, but keep your ears open for a date to roll out. And that one's a whole bunch of fun. Like pretty much every third hole, you're getting free beer samples.
Nice.
And so we need to watch the golfers and make sure all carts stay on four wheels on that day. But yeah, so that's really the next big one that we have. But yeah, it's just going to be a great summer. A lot of outings that we have planned.
All right.
But yeah, this one's definitely one of our big
ones. And if you want to make tee times or get in around, what's the easiest way to do that?
Give us a call. You could always go to our website
and
try to book a tee time there, or you can just give us a call. We could book it for you there. Either way, it's pretty simple.
All right. Well, we appreciate you having our crew out here. WTMJ, The Truth, ESPN Wisconsin, all of our wonderful partners. It's a perfect day here in Delavan.